Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:46 now, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker welcoming in Andy Smith, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, to talk about the presidential race and politics. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. I got a scoop for you. I don't know if you want to run with this or not, but Joe Biden's going to announce his running mate, and it is going to be Barack Obama.
That would be a scoop.
Wouldn't it? Would that be constitutional at all?
I think that, no, it wouldn't be constitutional, because the vice president has to be able to step in to serve as president, should there be a problem. And since Barack Obama's already served two terms, he's constitutionally barred from being president.
Oh, well, I thought it'd be a good rumor to get started. Thank you for ruining that. Our WWL opinion poll is asking people, who do you blame more for the delays in passing a new stimulus bill? Three quarters are saying Democrats. One quarter is saying Republican. The Democrats had their plan in May, and the Republicans didn't even start looking at it until, what, or at least publicly acknowledging it in a week ago, maybe in July, right as it was getting ready to run out. Mitch McConnell saying, hey, I got news for you. 15 to 20 Republican senators won't vote for any coronavirus deal. Your thoughts on this, and who's going to wind up taking the flack on this?
Well, I don't think it's going to be too much shift in public opinion on who's going to take the flack. If you're a Democrat, you're going to blame the Republicans. If you're a Republican, you're going to blame the Democrats. But the truth is that neither side wants to be the side that's seen as taking away people's goodies in an election campaign. So my sense is that you'll likely see something that is similar to what we've got now, maybe a reduced amount, maybe $500 a month or something like that, enough to give the Republicans a fig leaf to cover to cover their position. But I just don't see that people are going to want to take away people's benefits right before an election, especially as COVID continues to linger on. And when it comes right down to it, it's the election politics are going to make more of an impact on these guys than the actual economic policy.
That's what I'm wondering about with the Republicans. And I guess they know, it would seem like if people are hurting for money, and you've already spent $3 trillion, I think it is, a trillion left to spend, is now the time to draw your line in the sand in terms of spending? And is that so that you keep the Republicans keep their base happy? Explain the political strategery behind this to me, Andy.
Well, I think that the problem is the policy part of this, the economic policy, is that we're paying people more, many people more, to stay home than to work, which isn't going to give much incentive for people to get back to work. This is the same logic that was used during the welfare reform debates of the 1990s. You have to give people motivation and a reason to want to get back to work and not make it easier to stay home. So the economic policy makes sense. The problem is that we're in an election year, and the politics of it will always trump the policy. So Republicans see that economic policy because they want to see the economy more broadly get back moving to help Trump and to help Republicans in the election this fall. Democrats aren't necessarily going to want to see that. They don't want to have a stronger Trump or Republicans in the fall, so that they can kind of basically make it easier for people not to get going and keep the economy slow then that is going to help their electoral chances. So once again, the politics trumps policy when it comes to this, as well as most other American public policy.
I guess if I'm a Republican, I'm thinking, yeah, sure, hand it out there. You know what I'm saying? Get open a box, start handing out the money. We'll worry about it after the election. But that's not the way they're looking at it.
Well, the problem is that they eventually you do run out of money. We've got $3 trillion already out, another trillion waiting to go. This money has to be paid back eventually, and the cost of that payback is enormous. And we're not in the position like we were after World War II, which is the last time we were in this kind of debt, where we were the only economic and military superpower really on the planet, and we could make a whole bunch of money over the course of the 1950s and 60s. We're not in that position now. So you look at this, and this is really a matter of financial crisis for the United States that we know is coming. We're just kicking that can down the road and hoping that we're not in charge or around when it hits the fan.
Yeah, it's with, you know, what's a politician and statesman, and I don't think we have a lot of statesmen. We're going to take a break, come back, pick it up here. Talk about the latest polling as it relates to the presidential race, because if they don't care about paying down the deficit or the debt when things are going well, I don't think they're going to find the willpower to do it when things are going poorly. Andy Smith is our guest. If you have any questions or comments, text them to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. 651, time for traffic now on WWL. All right, 656 now, just about 4 till 7. Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Andy Smith, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Andy, what are the polls showing in terms of presidential race between, obviously, President Trump and Joe Biden?
Well, polls are showing that Joe Biden right now would win in a pretty much of a landslide. We're already seeing that a lot of battleground states that Trump had won in 2016 either slipping away from him, or he's losing in those states by fairly large margins. You know, I think of the upper Midwest states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, even Ohio, it seems to be slipping away. And some other states like Arizona and Texas, which have long been seen as Republican strongholds, are showing competitive races as well. And the problem with that isn't so much what the races are doing now, it's what that does with the strategy for Trump. And that is that they're going to have to now look at the money that they have and start to allocate it in ways that they hadn't really intended to. So they're going to be spending money in places they hadn't wanted to spend money. I think that the polls right now are not really predictive of what's going to happen, but they are going to influence how the campaigns work going forward.
At this time in 2016, do you remember who was where?
At this time, 2016, Hillary Clinton was in a position fairly similar to where Joe Biden was. The difference, I think, between 16 and 20 is that Trump now is the incumbent. He's the known commodity. And in races in which you have an incumbent are typically referenda on the incumbent, thumbs up or thumbs down on the incumbent. And Biden is the unknown commodity this time around. So he's got more, I'd say, kind of wiggle room. Because all he has to do is prove that he's not Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump continues to be this unpopular in a lot of states, it's going to be really difficult for him to motivate the Republicans to come out and vote for him, the ones who came out and voted in 2016.
So for the people that came out and voted for Trump in 2016, if they've changed their minds, was it something that he did that changed your mind, something about the conditions with the economy or COVID that he has no control over, the way he handled COVID? Are there polls to indicate what caused that?
I don't think there's any one indicator that has led to this. I think that there's the problem that Republicans have had, or Republican voters, is they've had to defend Donald Trump, who they may have not liked in the first place, but they liked him better than Hillary Clinton, or I guess liked Hillary Clinton less than Trump. But they've had to defend Donald Trump for the last 4 years, either from things that he's done and said, or from attacks that that have brought against him by, say, the Mueller report and so forth. So it just wears you out after a while. So I don't know if it's any one specific thing. It's just that constant drip, 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 drip that's been going on for 4 years. That's going to weaken the motivation of anybody.
What do the polls show about Senate and House in terms of Republicans keeping the Senate, Democrats keeping the House?
That one's a little bit harder to figure out right now. I'd say that right now the Democrats are getting in a better position to take the Senate, and Republicans, I think, are in a better position to maybe reclaim the House, because 2018 was an unusual year, and 2020 will still be run under the House districts that were written after the 210 census.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you again.
Always a pleasure.
Stay safe and sane. All right, sir. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Dr. Fred Lowe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.